W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Longshoremen's Association on strike. About 45,000 dock workers along the East and Gulf Coasts are off the job over pay and, they say, even more importantly, automation. Search teams still trying to track down hundreds of people unaccounted for after Hurricane Helene. ABC's Faith Abube is in Asheville, North Carolina.
Some people here without food, power, or water are growing desperate by the minute. In fact, we saw a couple of people along this road yesterday who were so desperate that they were going through the storm debris, trying to find any kitchen item they can find so they can put it over an open fire and cook something to eat.
The first and only vice presidential debate will be held tonight. Both campaigns have been trying to lower expectations for Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. The Israeli military moving into southern Lebanon for what it says are targeted operations against Hezbollah militant leaders. The IDF is warning those along the border to evacuate as it blows up tunnels and arsenals. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He speaks in Wanakee this afternoon and Milwaukee tonight. Republicans have been urging Trump to spend some time in Wisconsin's bluest counties. Democrat Kamala Harris stumps in the Fox Valley on Thursday. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate.
Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Candidate for U.S. Senator of Wisconsin, Eric Hovde, made stops in Northeast Wisconsin Monday, including a Title IX roundtable discussion in Oshkosh. Hovde said allowing biological males to compete with girls is not fair to female athletes.
A boy is a boy, a girl is a girl. They're different. They need their private spaces.
Hovde is a Republican running against Democrat incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. 39-year-old Jesse Vang, the last person to see Elijah Vu alive, is getting another status conference in court. The new status date for Vang is set for November 6th. Vang's still facing chronic child neglect charges for incidents that happened before Elijah Vu was reported missing back in February. Vu's remains were found earlier this month on a hunter's property 3 miles northwest of where Vang reported the toddler missing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower, with a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, well, he only had 4 days or we only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap and let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor, where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
The Spotlight will focus on Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance Tuesday night, October 1st. Listen here as the vice presidential candidates debate issues important to you.
Go to the polls as a parent. You should have more power.
A belief that one person can make a difference.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. Special coverage starts at 7:45 p.m. Then listen to the CBS vice presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, October 1st, here on your local civic media radio station.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll preview the vice presidential debate. J.D. Vance taking on Tim Walz right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Jesse G, Operation Song event at the Epic Center. That's coming up on Thursday, which is a truly great enterprise that they do, writing songs about veterans. And she's going to have her entire band perform. Todd, didn't she sound great?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
She sounded great with Gretchen Wilson. Also, Cheese Curd Nick. That was interesting. Nina, do you ever have Serbian peppers and some kind of sausage?
I don't think so.
Okay. What is your nationality?
Jim, introduce our special guest.
Okay. Nina?
Sperano.
Sperano.
NBC 26, Italian. Neighborhood Focus.
I'm Sperano. I'm Italian and Lebanese.
Okay. We had Nick.
Do you know Joe Cerugi?
No.
Cerugi's chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
125
I don't know
years.
Them, but I know the chocolate.
They're Lebanese?
Really?
Him and his brother.
Yeah.
Their grandparents, their great, not grandparents.
Well, they came over.
Great grandparents.
Was it 125 years ago?
Yeah.
I got to find out where the baker needs to cook Lebanese food. Miss it.
Yeah.
He
was talking all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Good tip.
They obviously had a grandmother, but cooking, but some of the recipes are from 1899.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't, can I be honest? Wow. Can I be honest?
That's awesome.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I didn't think some of them sounded like something I would like. A lot of stuff wrapped in cabbage. Do you guys do a lot of stuff wrapped in cabbage?
No.
Oh, because remember...
some things. I grew up on a lot of Lebanese food because I, you know, lived with my mom and my sister, and then hung out with that side of the family. And as far as meals go, as opposed to my Italian side, so I ate a lot of Lebanese food.
But it's like grandma would make lunch for everybody, handmade, and bring it over. But I thought he said it was a lot of stuff wrapped in like grape leaves or something.
Yeah, grape leaves.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh man, they're fantastic.
Okay.
Almost don't knock them till you try them.
No, I'm not knocking that. But he said, I thought it was like cabbage. I hate cabbage.
No,
and stuff.
Grape leaves are different.
Grape leaves. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Seriously, they're fantastic.
But we ultimately, the reason we're starting with food is we want to get a really restaurant row down here or in our community. Lebanese food.
I would love any sort of Mediterranean food. It would make me so happy.
But we don't have that.
Good German would be good, too, for some of us.
Oh, yeah. Restaurant Row down here would be fantastic.
The Lebanese restaurant, we have to talk to Joe. I'm sure he knows some. But we're going to use the county enacted a sales tax.
Here we go.
For a half percent that's generating millions upon millions of dollars of revenue. And that's, 46% is that paid for by the city of Green Bay because we're 46% of the population. So I think some of that money should come back and they should help fund this restaurant row. I think it could be very cool. Some green space, walkable, and just have these restaurants.
Who doesn't want to build more and bring more people down?
Right.
Down
absolutely.
Here right now.
Park
but
area
something
in the
different.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they'll all have outdoor options and yet they'll all be, just go down. It's like, we don't know where we're going to eat. We just know we're going to restaurant square or something like that.
Jim, could it be more cultural though? Maybe some art? you know, oh, absolutely. All that kind of stuff, right?
That's why the surrounding, I think, is what's going to be cool. Idea. It's going to be, but it's, you know, these pavers, these brick and light, nice lighting and trees. And so you're going to park, but then you're just going to walk around and, man, you may even go one place for an appetizer, another place for the main course. And then, right, you'll have the art, little music when you walk in there, like that. I mean, Italians, you know, the garlic and everything. But
I love the smell. That's what
great.
Draws you.
And the music.
Hey,
everybody
knows. How about stereotyping us?
Well, not only that, but
we know how to cook.
We gave him a sliver of an idea like an hour ago, and he's got this whole thing.
This just came up an hour ago?
Yeah. This development's going to be awesome,
and the reason
though.
Is because our guy, Cheese Curd Nick, he runs a fried cheese curd stand in Green Bay, which is phenomenal. I mean, like, unbelievable. But he's Serbian. And he brought us some very, very authentic Serbian food that he made over the last week with these roasted peppers and some
handmade
kind of
sausage.
Was it lamb? Veal and pork? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
See, I think we're craving this in Green Bay. We need some.
I know, right?
Some food culture
it'd be a really
down here.
Cultural event. Like, no, you wouldn't allow fast food. You wouldn't allow it. You have to interview, and then the three of us would be the panel and Todd. So we'll have four of us. We taste the food. That doesn't taste.
Yeah, I could be your guest panel.
You can take my place because I would like everything.
I've been complaining about not having any Mediterranean food within the 100-mile radius. There's a few, but just not.
Like when you
Lebanese
say that,
food.
What do you mean, Mediterranean?
Lebanese food, like with the appetizers and baba ganoush and hummus and
right.
Is shawarma?
Shawarma. Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you. That was actually great. The word I was thinking of. Yeah. I couldn't think of it. It's been so long.
I have no idea what they just said.
I made some like last weekend. And
Lebanese food?
I'm not very good at it, but you know, you do that.
Todd is that guy.
I've got a Lebanese cookbook. I could contribute to
Todd
this.
Todd is that guy. Just kind of quiet. You don't know much about it. Well, last week when I made Lebanese food.
Right.
That's like hidden talents.
Exactly. Right. That's Todd.
And I composed a piece of music.
Exactly. Yeah. I
and
made
now
a birdhouse.
But I'm hungry. So thank you.
But we would really like this to be very ethnic, very strong, not plastic.
So fun.
You know, and like we need a good Greek restaurant too.
Yeah.
Like Greek Town in Chicago, you know, and they've got but it's going to be very walkable and
really
you're going to love it there. A little music. So anyway,
you know, you're from Cleveland, basically. Right? That's a big ethnic area for food, isn't it?
Just Lebanese food everywhere. Lebanese grocery stores and there's a huge Italian population. And there's a lot of.
You know what I remember about when I used to do the GB basketball games, we'd play Cleveland State. They would stay there the night before, and then I'd go walk around. I remember some of those neighborhoods, how good they smelled.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the honest to God truth.
And they're walkable.
They have a little Italy.
Exactly. It was all walkable
trees,
from the hotel.
Lights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
If you've ever been to Little Italy in Cleveland, it is just, it's like a trip back
that's
in time.
Awesome.
It's so much fun.
I used to hang out at the Warehouse District.
Oh, yeah.
Flats.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Good times down there.
All at the Flats, isn't that?
Yeah. Frankie Winters used to own a bar.
I spent a lot of time down the Flats.
Frankie Winters used to own a bar there called the Velvet Dog.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You remember? It was a popular place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah. That's my buddy Frankie Winters, Packers Center during the Super Bowl years.
The Velvet Dog. Yeah. I think I was young, probably too young to
I was too.
Very cool. Is your Music Hall of Fame is.
I know.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you guys did that, right?
I boycotted it for a while because I'm from there. I can't be a tourist, but I finally gave in, and it was incredible. It was incredible. Yeah. I only dedicated a couple of hours to it because I'm like, I'll just swing in and then roll out. But no,
whoever
didn't want to leave.
The curator they got some pretty cool stuff.
You know what?
It's breathtaking.
Jim's going to hit you up on something else to be on his committee. He wants to do a Music Hall of Fame in Green Bay.
No, I want to do a Wisconsin Music Hall of Fame, and we'll locate it. You know, we're looking at some property. There's a lot of talent that has come out of Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I know you're from Cleveland, but, you know, and one of the top billings when you walk in is going to be Liberace. We're going to get his whole, outfit that he wore, and that's going to be cool. And then there's a ton of other.
Todd, how are you going to get Liberace's outfit?
Man, we got some big goals here.
That's the next
8 o'clock in the morning.
Todd, here's what I need you. I got to run to a shelter. I got a meeting. Get Liberace's outfit.
And maybe one of his candelabras or something like that.
Yeah. And the piano. Well, where he's going to, I don't know, his estate. We'll work on it. Those are details. But anyway, people enjoy that too because music brings you to a time.
It does.
Where you're. Many times you like music where you're the happiest or very happy.
Yeah, so many memories.
Right. Oh. And Wisconsin has turned out some great music. So
what song brings you back to high school?
I'd have to think about that.
Yeah.
One.
Mine is American Band. It's one of them. Remember Grand Funk?
Oh, yeah.
American Band.
No, mine.
That was like popular all through high school.
I listened to so many different types of music in high school.
We're a lot older than you.
Alternative music.
John, you were into alternative?
I was in high school, yeah.
Like who?
A lot of Pearl Jam. A lot of Pearl Jam.
Well, Nick, who was just here, brought us the food.
He's a groupie.
Mm-hmm. He went to Pearl Jam in
Boston, Fenway Park.
Boston, and then Los Angeles?
They were here a couple weeks ago. They were in Chicago.
He was here.
Oh, Chicago. You went to Chicago and Boston. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been a few Pearl Jam concerts. They're fantastic. I was actually listening to Pearl Jam on the way up here.
You weren't like a goth person back in the day.
No.
Okay. That's a little weird.
Oh, no. You know who I was thinking of? She actually reminds me of each other. Natalie from the Press Gazette.
She was goth.
Did you know Natalie from the Press Gazette?
I don't.
Oh, she went to Madison, but she actually lived in this building. And she you guys could be sisters.
Oh.
Yeah. She's great.
Somebody always tells me I look like someone they know. I think I've just got one of those faces.
That's probably Natalie, though. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
She's very, very bright. She went to Columbia and I think she went to Columbia, right?
Yep.
Anyway. Wow.
But she's an artist, a poet. Pulitzer Prize winning poet, but
Natalie,
also.
Natalie, we got to meet.
Yeah, you'd love her. You'd love her.
I think she's a Pulitzer.
She won a Pulitzer, didn't she?
I don't think so.
For a poem or something, for a couple of poems.
Okay, that's awesome.
Call it in. Call it
you
in.
Think
if
we
would
have brought that up?
I think she did.
I don't know if that's true. I got to interview her then. Hang on.
We're going to get her back.
All right.
Anyway, so Natalie, you are with NBC 26.
What's
Nina? Nina, Natalie, whatever.
I do that. I got scolded for that a number of times. I'm going to get emailed.
Doesn't
tomorrow.
Help, does it?
Nina, no, it doesn't.
No. It doesn't help.
Nope.
Nina, you're with NBC 26.
Yep.
And we just love your neighborhood focus because we think we've lost a lot of that in this community with companies being owned by larger companies and the newspapers. Mm-hmm. Really, we used to have two local newspapers and one went away.
Just everything got gobbled up and then,
So here we are. And what are you working on locally?
We had a lot of stuff going on locally. October is Manufacturing Month, and all month long we are featuring different companies and businesses throughout Northeast Wisconsin that have made an impact in our community. And tonight, I think it's running at 6:00, I'm going to feature the company Sierra, and they make lighted mirrors and hidden TVs, electronic stuff.
When you go into a hotel and there's the mirror in the bathroom, there's a TV in there. Hit the button and the TV comes on.
That's what they make. Hotel North. Are you saying?
Where? No, they don't have it at the Hotel Northland.
They do, actually. They do.
They have that kind of TV. They have CR TVs in there?
They have CR TVs there. They have CR TVs in Lambeau Field. They have hotels across the country.
I've never heard of this. It's a mirror and you just punch a button and it turns into a TV.
You should see their products.
It's unbelievable.
They're incredible.
Where are they based out of?
They're on the
east
side.
They're in Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah. Like near Bellevue area?
Industrial Park. They're in Green Bay.
Yeah, Industrial Park.
They're in the Industrial Park.
You know, another one in
Green
Bay.
You guys, seriously, look at their stuff. Or, you know what? Watch my story tonight. And I will show you all the different products that they do. They have the types of mirrors. It looks like a big mirror, like these, canvases you have here. And it looks like a mirror, and you press a button, and it turns into a TV, the whole thing.
I've never even heard of this.
It looks like just your home decor, and then, poof, there's a TV there. That's the dream, the TV that comes from nowhere.
Think about that. Unbelievable.
Think about that, though, if in the bathroom, like in a hotel, and you need the mirror, but then if you don't need the mirror, you just turn on the news and watch that.
The perfect lighting that they have, ladies, they have the long mirrors and you can adjust the lighting for daytime, nighttime. And I mean, I know I'm not, they're not paying me to do this.
I just thought their stuff was
so incredible. So thoughtful.
Right.
And it looks beautiful.
And they're in
Green Bay. We went to one of the homes from the Brown County Parade of Homes that has a ton of their stuff in the home. And so we went to, it's incredible. It really looks
good. So you've obviously done errands, but what are some?
We got to set her a break.
Okay.
Oh, break.
But another one I think that is a real hidden gem is Metalcraft. Metalcraft Company in Green Bay. You know them? Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah. We have we have them featuring all month long.
It's Julie Andrews' birthday today.
Oh,
so Sound of Music, is that not your favorite?
I love the Sound of Music. Yeah,
most people do.
I think every person
today
that's
who a good
said
memory
that.
She's just trying to be nice. She needs the ratings.
I just had my kids watch it.
Yeah, okay, sure you did.
A couple months ago.
Nina's Ferrari. Oh, yes, had a break, Jim. I'd love to follow up on this. My kids
watched it a lot of years.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Get ready to rock the vote at the Oktoberfest Get Out the Vote Extravaganza Tour. Join the tour October 3rd at Green Bay Titletown Brewing Company. Music by Tom Castle and the Traveling Suitcases.
A sinner decked out in flowers and scarves and hats and bows.
Other partners include Progress North, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, Citizens Action of Wisconsin, and Our Wisconsin Revolution. The goal of the tour is to inspire and motivate attendees to volunteer for Get Out the Vote efforts and support organizations that need additional help to maximize their capacity and impact. Everybody come together.
Effigies carved in stone, cast in bronze.
Enjoy the great music and fuel the movement for change. You must register ahead of time at the ManaquaBrewingCompany.com site under the tab Get Tickets. Come be part of the action. Get Out the Vote Extravaganza is presented by Manaqua Brewing.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little TLC is about to go a long way for a boardwalk bridging Kaukauna to the Fox River. The Nelson Family Fund giving the city a $240,000 grant. It will be used to replace more than 2,700 feet of the 1,000 Islands Environmental Center boardwalk. And there's a lot of work planned.
The replacement of the boardwalk itself, it's aging, we have sagging spots, but what that will do is it's going to shore it up, it's going to raise the entire boardwalk up off the ground level.
That's the center naturalist Brad Garrity. They call the area a beautiful destination, and with these upgrades, it will also be safer and more accessible to all by early next year. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Alone.
It's on about 20 minutes ago.
Breakfast table and an otherwise.
I thought that was Todd.
I know, he can do it.
I love this song.
Nina Sparano, NBC 26.
Pearl Jam.
And she is a Pearl Jam.
What's the best word? Not groupie. Even fan, beyond fan.
Groupie.
That's got a bad connotation, but well, does
yeah,
it?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it does.
I'll pass on groupie. I'll take fan.
Yeah.
I remember I was working at WIXX when that song came out.
Oh, yeah.
Playing that one and talking up the ramp.
Absolutely.
That's what music does.
Yep.
I think you should play up the ramp. One time.
It's been a long time.
One time.
Been
one
a
time.
Long time.
Come on, one time.
I haven't done it at this station.
One time.
All right.
You know what playing up the ramp is? When the DJ talks right up until the vocals start.
All right.
There's an art to it.
Watch. Yeah.
WGBW 98.3 WISS. First day of October, October 1st, 8:22 right now. 64 degrees in Green Bay. Oh, I missed
it. Oh, I'm so excited.
Boy, that was close.
I thought I had one more little
64. All right.
Yeah, that's got to be an art form.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's like when we time out the end of a show at a live TV show. You know, we got to talk and say goodbye and do whatever we got to do before we cut out.
But these guys got to know, you guys have a guy standing there with the signs, right?
Well, no, we have someone counting down in our ear, but same thing.
How do you do that, by the way?
Do what?
How do you talk and read
oh
and
my
have
God.
Somebody
there's so
talking
much going
to you?
On when
no,
we're
I'd be sweating
doing
like
live
a pig.
TV, people don't even know. I mean, there's, especially when we're doing, you know, Showdown and there's people everywhere and there's music blaring over the speakers songs that I know. And so I'm trying to ad lib in the TV and like listen to the songs. You know, you can't help but kind of sing along with like one of your favorite like songs.
And then the director's talking to my ear,
the producer's talking in my ear, and I have to listen to programming. There's so much going on.
But the best part of all that, the greatest thing, and everybody in TV who's ever done a live shot will say this, the most enjoyable part is when you get mix minus in your earphones.
Oh, you know what? Technology has made that so much more fun.
Has it?
Yes, we have these new IFB systems, which is the system that we use to listen to the producers in our ears.
Yeah.
And now they have, it's a click of a button. Oh, you have mix plus,
and they get
minus,
rid of it?
Click, gone.
Do you know what that is,
poof,
Jim?
Mm-mm.
It's the worst. course.
It's what you're talking, and then, okay, it'd be just like this. Basically. It's just like this. Hey, today is National Coffee Day and Music Day.
Today is National Coffee Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's the worst. And you have to just yank the IV. If you ever see someone pull an IV out of their ear while they're on live TV, it's because they have mixed minus, and it's,
I'm here with Nina Sperano, NBC 26, Neighborhood Focus.
Sorry, those little entitled.
That's exactly what it is in your ear.
All right.
Yeah,
they finally fixed it, though. And I
that's awesome.
Yeah. And by I mean like a month ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
You're working on a lot of projects for the community. One of them is Manufacturing Month, kind of featuring.
Featuring different companies and throughout Northeast Wisconsin, just to focus on what they do and how big of a reach they have. And these companies that are right here in Northeast Wisconsin, I'm doing Sierra Inc. and Belgioso Cheese, and we have all kinds of
international companies, right? Right here in Little Green Bay.
And people just don't realize that all this stuff is made right here, employed by people right here and doing so well. And that's what it's all about, featuring.
That's why I always try to brag about metal craft.
Yeah.
Right here in Mason Street, when you see the NCAA tournament and somebody hands them the trophy.
Yeah.
It's made right on Mason Street.
We all love to hear that kind of stuff.
Presidential things. Yeah. I mean, we have a far-reaching image because of the Green Bay Packers, but when you peel it back a little bit, right across the street, Schreiber Cheese. I mean, they're in, seven countries in manufacturing and, $6 billion in sales.
So it is so much fun to learn about it. So that's cool, it's right here.
You got to talk about another series you're...
Can you or no? It's in its infancy.
Because we can wait and get you back again if you want to wait.
I'm a true crime, cold case... I want to say junkie because I know there's a lot of people that are really involved
in it. That's so popular,
but I do love
now.
It. I am a big fan of it. I love to listen to the stories and I like to tell them. And I've done several in the past, and I'm bringing back a new series that we're going to be focusing on cold cases in a different way. And it all sparked from actually my photographer Matt Coles was like, "Hey, let's do another cold case series." I said, "That's a great idea." And while we were digging up this information, it happened to coincide with the Bintz brothers' release from prison. And so it was the most incredible story. And it all kind of came together really fast. I found out about the fact that their case was going to get overturned and they were going to get released immediately. And we went to the courthouse and we saw it all happen. And the case is just a wild case. And it's still not over for them. I mean, they're still working on, getting some I don't know, say money, but they get money when they're they're hoping to get the most money they can for this happening to them, going through what they went through and lost so much of their lives.
Right. Well, how about that guy in Japan? He just got out and he was for like 60 years. He's 88. His sister's 91, and she's like, "Oh, you're out." Which we've been doing since 1959.
And I was talking to their attorneys and I said, how do they feel? How do they feel about being released and getting, after all this time, finally someone believing them, finally proving they had nothing to do with the murder of this young woman back in 1987. And she just said her client, one of the brothers, Robert, was in shock that, he doesn't know what to expect out of the real world and is going to take a long time to adjust. I mean, imagine how many things have changed in the 25 years they were behind bars for something they didn't even do. And the whole thing was brought together by the Innocence Project, which I find so interesting. I would love to learn more about that.
I agree.
And what they do.
Okay, but those are really two different things. I mean, the Innocence Project is somebody who's in there and they find out they're not guilty. The cold case is where they haven't unsolved mysteries, right?
But a lot of it has to do with what I find very interesting is the DNA, the investigative genetic genealogy of it all, and how it's kind of changed the game as far as investigating crimes and all different types of crimes. It's not just murder. I mean, you can't get away with it anymore.
But when they do, we found out after 25, 30 years, I'm like, the hell you been doing? I just think, that family had to live with that for 20, 30, even longer.
And how much evidence they had that they were not involved, they didn't want to take
the chance to when you get arrested, you're probably guilty. I mean,
okay.
That's pretty true.
Well, hey, Jim just found a way to get himself on a jury trial forever. Wow. So I'm going to record that. And anytime he's on jury duty, they'll just play that.
They have a ton.
He'll slip me a note to get the tape later.
Yeah. They have a ton of evidence when they take you.
All right, we got three. Nina, can you stick around? How are you doing time-wise?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, we have really interesting.
I don't work till 12:30. So
we got a really interesting author coming on.
Let's go to lunch.
That I think you'll enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're at Nina Sperano. We've got Aaron Qualo, local author, writes some great books, joining us back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Quick Trip convenience stores will start installing electric vehicle chargers to what the company calls a strategic number of locations throughout the Midwest. Quick Trip isn't saying yet where or how many. The company promises they'll be some of the fastest chargers on the market and can power up as many as 4 vehicles per stand. A state grant program helps people with water contaminated by farm runoff pay for new wells. Tom Van Lowe lives in Marathon County. He says the program helped save him $12,000.
We knew for years that we were drinking contaminated water, so it gave us a lot of peace of mind.
County agents around Wisconsin say they'd like to see the program expanded so more people in need can be eligible. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 21-year-old Tatiana Quiones of Green Bay pleaded not guilty Monday to selling fentanyl pills at a daycare center. Quiones allegedly sold fentanyl pills to an undercover informant in the parking lot of Green Bay Academy on Finger Road on January 3rd. The Department of Children and Families has since revoked that daycare's license for several violations, including Quiones' actions. Core Treatment Services, a 16-bed residential and day treatment center in Manitowoc, is getting a $750,000 grant to help combat the opioid and fentanyl epidemic. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office says the grant will be used to help people in Manitowoc, Green Lake, Menominee, Shawnee, Waupaca, and Washera counties. The grant is from the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program Impact Program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Wow, Were We Ever Wrong News, many of the writers on Saturday Night Live did not think Will Ferrell was funny when he first joined the show. Ferrell recalls the early days in the new Netflix documentary Will and Harper, in which Ferrell and former Saturday Night Live writer Harper Steele take a cross-country road trip. Steele started on the show the same time Ferrell did and said the rest of the cast and writers thought Ferrell was a dud, but she just knew he wasn't. Will Ferrell got the last laugh as he went on to be an SNL favorite and star in movies like Elf and Anchorman. About every 10 years or so, Barry Williams shows up in the news and spills the tea about his fellow Brady Bunch cast members. A few years ago, he talked about his crush on his TV mom, Florence Henderson, and their innocent kiss. And now Williams is saying all the cast members hooked up. Williams, who played Greg Brady, says he hooked up with Marsha, the actors who played Peter and Jan dated, and even Bobby and Cindy dated. Relax, folks. They were step-siblings. And actors. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Hall. Plus, we'll preview the VP debate, Walls and Vance. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Nina Sparano, NBC 26, Neighborhood Focus, in the house with us. Aaron Coaglio, a local author, is in the house with us. And Nina, some of the things you're talking about that you're fascinated with in the murder mysteries, the cold cases, and different things like that. Andrew, you've developed a knack for writing about people just a little left of center when it comes to the law or whatever you want to call it, correct?
Well, you know, I try to tap into people's evil side, if you will. Got some evil characters, but I think that makes it interesting.
Absolutely.
Who are these evil characters?
Well, it's definitely fictional. My books, I grew up in Kohler, Wisconsin, small town. Very interesting.
Slowly look closer. Stop rocking.
Okay. And Kohler has a very unique history. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows the Kohler Company. Everyone sure. knows the Gulf, the American Club. Mm-hmm. Love the American Club.
What's the restaurant there? Well,
there's three of them.
Cart and Plow or something?
There's the Horse and Plow.
Cart and Plow.
Which That's is like one. An English pub.
Okay.
Awesome. There's the Wisconsin Room.
Okay.
Great brunch, by the way. And then there is the Immigrant Room, which is kind of the more, you know, higher
cool.
end one.
So. I need to spend more time there.
It's very cool. Phenomenal.
It's very great. Great history is fantastic.
The Immigrant Room is great food, and I
absolutely
very special occasion.
Yes, yes.
To, if you're going to take someone in.
And I never thought I'd be fascinated by a bathroom fixture museum, but it's actually really cool.
The design center, yes. It's worth the trip for
yes.
sure.
It
hey, I'm
is.
Going to read this book. Maybe, well, I can't tonight, but tomorrow, okay. Get this. An evil, cruel young man takes over the family business after the mysterious death of his father.
That young man was Jim Schmidt.
I can see that. As the company, oh, this is going to be great. This is small town stuff. You know, the other book talks about it, how something can really shake a small town to its core. These will be fun. And where do you come up with this?
Well, I think growing up in Kohler, like I said, people know the...
Like Kohler? They don't even have a speeding ticket there. What are you getting?
A lot of secrets in a place like that.
Almost got a few. but the Kohler Company, you know, everyone's heard of that. But it's a very interesting family history. It's still run. Herb Kohler died recently, but it's still run by his son, David. And what they've done to that town is very impressive. They keep it looking nice. They donate tons of money. You've got the American Club. You've got Riverbend, which is a beautiful private club. Just really well laid out town. And the history, the book is based on the family. It's definitely fiction. They're not
evil
people.
But is it set in Kohler?
Yes.
Okay.
But I call it Ashbel.
Okay.
Because my two daughters named Ashlyn and Annabelle, so I mixed
oh,
their
cool.
names.
That's cool.
So,
aww,
that's so it's great. Definitely fiction. No one is evil in the family, but
we had
history helps form it in my mind.
We had an author here the other day, and he writes all of his based on the Fox Cities, but he changes the names of all the...
Yeah.
So, right.
But people have said to him, hey, are you talking about me?
No. I've been asked that once or twice.
Yeah, I bet.
You got to get some inspiration by the people in your life.
Absolutely.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Nina, what do you think about something like this as far as, like, you've been an aficionado journalist. And a journalist about these kind of things. They're fun to just have. They're fun to have fun with, aren't they?
You know, these are books I like to read on my off time. I love mysteries. it's really the only type of books I really read these days. I mean, I'm reading Stephen King right now because it's, you know, right around Halloween. And
do you know
like
that he lived
story.
In DePere?
I did not know that.
You've seen the movie, Todd, what's the movie?
What?
The three little boys go look for Ray Brower. He's picking blueberries
Stand
to hit by the train. Stand by me.
There you go.
That's based out of DePere.
What?
Is it really?
Did I know that? Get out. He was visiting his family. They're from Oneida originally, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he was staying with them for like a summer or for a year or whatever. And a guy got hit, a young guy got hit by a train and killed in De Pere.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what that whole story is based out of. Yeah.
Get out. Yes. I love it. I love it.
Go see a dead body.
Yeah.
I got the hotel that The Shining was written about. I got married in that hotel. And
the Estes Stanley?
Park. Yeah, the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado.
Oh, my How did gosh. You know yeah. that?
No, I said that.
What's that?
Oh, you said that?
I've ghost hunted.
Out of the blue, how did somebody know the hotel?
I've ghost hunted there.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yes.
Wait a minute. Yeah. We got to talk about this.
Yeah, oh, Tad, yeah, we have to.
So Nina, the other night at the game, we were talking. Where were we? I don't even know where we were.
We can't
I know. It's funny how you forget where you are.
I know. Week to week. I don't know where it was yesterday.
So we were at the game, and she mentioned about a ghost series she wants to do.
Well, because we're doing a Halloween series, in the Most Haunted in Northeast Wisconsin, where we feature different historical places that are known for their hauntings and known for different, you know, mystery things that happen, and it's a good way to kind of feature local history and local sort of places, and then kind of dig into the local lore, which is super fun. And I don't have one right now, and I thought going with you on a
that was fun. Would so be I mentioned awesome. So when she told me that, and I said, "Oh my gosh,
I know
you got to talk to Todd." So, yeah, and she's like, "Yes, please."
Yeah,
hit me up.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Aaron, you can write a book about it. They find something, so they're into that big time. Hey, Aaron,
Kakana. Yes, we were in Kakana.
Oh, okay,
okay, nice. Yes,
good recall.
Okay.
Sorry, Aaron, we're hijacking the end of this conversation.
Again, I want to go back to your Kohler thing. I get the family air, right? Because I can see that happening. And, you know, there's some pretty good shows about that. And the younger brother, and he wants to take over. And that's some pretty cool. And there's some great movie series on that, too. Mm-hmm. But the Mystery in the Hill.
Yes.
Where does that come from?
So a thing that about the Kohler Company a lot of people maybe do not know, and actually the high school's nickname is Blue Bombers.
Right.
Because during World War II, the Kohler Company started making bombs for the war effort.
I never knew that.
Neither.
Which people don't know.
Never knew that.
That's
and
yeah.
There are rumors that there are tunnels running from the Kohler Company out into the town.
That's fun.
Because if you're a munitions factory, obviously you may be a target. So that plays into the book. And it also takes place during two time periods, 1945 and also 1997 when I was in high school. So
That sounds cool, doesn't it?
I have so many questions about these stories.
There are two things already. I didn't know they made bombs, and I sure didn't know they might have an underground munitions factory.
Wow. Let's just escape just in case.
Right.
Yeah, if you get the warning, which they're supposed to do.
Sure.
Has David said anything about your books? Does he like them, not
You know
like
what
them?
Was really cool is I sent him a copy of each. Just saying, you know, I appreciate everything your family has done for this town, et cetera, et cetera. And he sent me a really nice note back.
Good.
On his own personal.
That had to be nerve-wracking.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, opening that little thing.
This is wrong. It's all wrong.
Right, right.
You will be contacted by my attorney.
Cease and desist, yeah.
All right, well, that's great.
Everybody knows the Kohlers, and they're just, been very good to Green Bay, too. I mean, besides Kohler, so that's cool. Are you working on something else? I'm going to read these, but I'll talk about them.
Yeah, so I currently live in Howard, but I have lived in Green Bay for about 12 years. I went to college here. That's where I met my wonderful wife. And my next book, it's still percolating in my head, but there will be a Green Bay aspect to it, certainly.
Outstanding.
And a historical event that happened in Green Bay that a lot of people probably don't know about.
How long does it take you to put a story together and put it down on paper?
How do you learn all these things that I've lived here for 40 years don't know?
Well, I love local and regional history. That's what I try to base my books on. That's why.
Cool.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, what was your question?
No, it's just how do you know all that? Do you research?
I love history. I don't know. It's something I found interesting.
Do you, but really, do you go to the library and do history or do you?
I mean, I've just always been interested in it.
Really? So you just pick it up here and there?
Yeah. And I think Green Bay, Kohler, Wisconsin in general has got some fascinating history.
Nice.
It's fun to share all that and keep people aware of it. Keep
right.
That,
so much stuff gets buried over time, but it's nice to bring it back.
So people, books, a lot of books are on tape now for the elderly and for people
that.
I did it on my last one.
You did.
The air there is.
I'm doing
available.
It for my most recent.
It's hard.
Well,
because as soon as you slur a word, or you have to kind of start over that sentence. You know, I can edit them now, but you know, it's hard to read flawlessly for a long time.
Is it all you, Aaron?
The audiobook?
Yeah.
It's actually AI.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Which is a new...
Yeah. You know, it's... All the voice actors are crying in their soup.
You know, we had one. Where did I meet him? Was it with you? The guy that does the audiobooks?
No, he was in here.
Where was he? No, we had him in here. We had him here. And he's at the Bellin building, and he had to move his office because it's too loud downtown with the cars, the motorcycles.
Sure, I believe that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. City's too loud.
So do you just sit around and research and think about history, and somehow you formulate all these characters? Because I've never written fiction, and it seems like it would be really hard to do, but how, to take all that and put it all together in this, and I have a lot of admiration for people like yourself.
I do, too. Just the writing process, like I said, asking before about how long it takes you to put these stories together and then put them out on paper, and then to finish them. And to walk away from it, not being able to change it anymore. I mean, as a writer myself, putting stuff on TV or the news, like once I'm done with my story, I can't change it. That drives me crazy.
Sure. I think one of the hardest parts is you could edit it over and over and over again.
Oh, and you'll still miss something.
Yep. Yeah.
Guarantee you.
At a certain point, you just have to end it.
Yeah. That's got to be really tough.
Editing, though, do you – I would a couple questions. I have a daughter who's an editor. She works for Atlantic Grove out in New York.
And
reads published authors. That's not new people. But do you – test this with your daughters? Do you have a focus group that you test this with, or is this all you? And then do you have an editor that you'll listen to?
I actually don't. I didn't let my wife read the book until it was done.
Wow.
Yeah. I just tend to sit down, write it. If I don't like it, I just toss it.
I could see two ways of looking at that.
Right.
Yeah. Right. What would you do?
It's so personal. I understand.
That and... It's him. And then you got to add this. You got to put this in there. And then you're like, no. And
because
then
you get these characters, you create these characters in your mind. Then,
yes. And I always say, especially with the first two books, Growing Up in Kohler, et cetera, those are always in my head. I've had them in my head for years. Mm-hmm. And I just, when COVID came around, like I said, I have two daughters, so they were at home a lot. So I was at home a lot.
Right.
And that's when I decided, you know, if I don't do this, I'm going to regret this. Mm-hmm. And now that I've started, I just...
One after another.
Want to keep going.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That really is great.
How do you find the community? Are we supportive of authors? Johnny and I talk about this all the time, but we're a sports town.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's so the arts in this town are unbelievable. I mean, you know, literary, but also, you know, the musical, you know, the visual. Are people catching on? Are you getting the word out?
I think so. I mean, Green Bay is known, but it's known for... certain things, right? So when you're trying to compete, because in the writing world, I always say, you know, if you're in the back room at Barnes & Noble, you're lucky to be there.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's a big area with lots of content.
My book is there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And, okay.
I did still there.
Okay. Well, it was on the table that all the war books, and mine was right next to Stephen Ambrose and everything.
Excellent.
Well, now they switched that table to something else, okay? Different. So I looked, and mine was on, like, the second to bottom lowest shelf. So I thought I'd just look at my book for a second and put it back in the top
shelf. Oh, absolutely.
Smart move. Is that wrong?
A couple of seconds. No.
Absolutely.
They're like, that guy keeps coming in here every day.
And moving our books.
So weird.
When I'm at the library, and I see my books there, but they got the other ones featured on the stands. Sometimes I change the books. Is that wrong?
Whatever works.
Would you do it?
I might.
Nia, you would do it.
I would. I mean, if no one's going to promote you, but you got to promote yourself.
Absolutely. Right? Nina, you ever going to write a book?
I don't know.
Do you ever think about it? Your career or anything like that? Or
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a grind. I will say it. It's fun at times, but then if you kind of, I don't know about you. You tell me, Andrew. So there's one story I'm working on for my next book, okay?
Aaron.
No,
sorry.
What did I say?
Andrew. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. So anyway, but I'm kind of hitting a block with it as far as this interview didn't go that well and everything. Mm. And it's real easy to come up with an excuse to not sit and write. It's, the game's, I really want to watch that. You know what I mean? So you got to have discipline.
Self-discipline, for sure. Do you write at home?
I do write at home.
Well, that would be really tough.
Yes. And I actually kind of took the summer off because... with my two girls and busy, it was just hard to get into it. But once school started, I sat back down.
But you know what?
Started
who did we have on, Jim, that said he writes in the early, like 2 a.m?
That Marine or the guy that was
the
just
guy that was just in yesterday.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I said the same thing.
He writes And his second bathroom break when he's sleeping. That's what he said. Because I just stay up after that.
There's an article hanging here from Warren Gers, the Press Gazette, about me. It's called Mino Writes His Best in the Morning. And that's what I do. When I wake up about 2:30 in the morning or 3, I'll sit down for a couple of hours, and you're just focused on that. There's nothing else to do. It's deathly quiet. That, I find, is the best time to write. Middle of the night.
I like to write, like, mid-morning.
Mid-morning? Okay.
Yep, get up, take my girls to school, go to the gym, come home.
Okay. Everybody's got their own way of doing it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, this is really great. So where can we find your books?
They're on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. They're in a couple bookstores throughout the state.
Outstanding.
So, and you got a couple of bookstores again, slowly put onto the top shelf again.
Absolutely.
Do you have them at Bosses down here?
Not yet.
We got to get you into Bosses.
That would be terrific.
Well, yeah, that would be great.
That's going to happen.
Oh, that'd be super. Hope we can do a book signing together sometime.
That sounds terrific.
Outstanding. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for having me.
Well, can't wait to read the books. And let us know when the next one's ready to go, okay?
Mystery in the Hill.
Awesome.
The Air. I don't know which one I'm going to read first. These are great. These are both up my alley.
Thank you. Gina, you take one. I'll take the other one.
Yes, thank you. Okay, I was going to ask.
Quick break. Back up.
I appreciate it.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. Special thanks, Aaron Coaglio, local author. Cannot wait to read those books based out of Kohler. They sound incredible. Nia Sperano, NBC 26, in the house
good
with
morning.
Us. These are the Flukies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We love the Flukies.
Thank you. We love you guys, too.
They are like two of our favorite listeners, and they're so much like Jim and I, tall and thin and athletic.
They have biked, like, around the world.
Seven times.
No, they biked. Unbelievable. Didn't you take that route, whatever it
is? Route 66.
Yeah, 66. Yeah, Route 66. You went to New York. You went to, I don't know how far west you went, but. And they, wow. They called in on one of their trips. They were going out to New York, and they called in and let us know where they were, you know, Chicago, Ohio. It was great. Very athletic couple, and.
Really, I've read some great books. And there's.
I was going to say, they write great books, but they also bring back ideas how we can enhance this community with the trail and everything else. So it's, anyway.
Thank you for that.
They're great. Love them.
We're actually
we can't have enough trails. Not enough and running trails and biking trails around here. I love them.
We're actually doing a flyby. We're on our way to Door County for the week and literally had to go by here. So thanks for sitting this in.
Yeah. It's good to see you. You know what I like? I like that you wear like bright stuff, but it's not the construction worker type stuff.
Yeah, you know, we're always on the lookout for things that are bright, first of all.
Sure.
But then, again, don't look like...
Yeah, that's
like,
you know,
yeah,
mean,
like we're building a building.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. Yeah, but Nina, these two people, what they do for this community as far as fitness and just getting out, getting off the couch, how they advocate for that is incredible. I mean, that's a big part of what you do, isn't
Can you
it?
Call my teenager and have a little chat with her?
Yeah. I'm getting off the couch, putting down the phone.
Yeah. Our teenagers turned out okay eventually.
Yeah. Teenagers, no, they don't touch the teenagers. That's too hard.
Yeah.
Too big of a challenge.
Wait it out. Wait it out.
What's in Door County?
A couple of things. So we've got some friends that are up there, neighbors that live up there now, but my college roommate called me a couple of days ago and said, hey, can we stay at your house? And I'm like, no, because we're going to be gone. He's like, where are you going to be? We're going to be in Door County. He goes, hey, us too. Let's meet up. So we're going to go have lunch with them.
Is that a safe biking up to all the way to Door County?
You know,
there's not a trail,
there's not. Yeah, so when you get up there, there is, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative, right? So the things that we look at is how much traffic there is. We look at the speed of the traffic, and then we look at how wide the road is. Mm. So if you've got no traffic, do I really care about how wide the road is? No, not really. It's just a giant bike trail. If it's a very high-speed road, but I've got a 16-foot shoulder, it's pretty manageable. You just watch out for the on and off ramp. So those are things that we're constantly assessing as we go
that's
up.
That's a lot of planning.
Yeah.
But for your safety, I understand.
Right. So, you know, we can do it. I mean, a lot of people get stressed out by that stuff, but it's kind of what we do. It's what we pay attention to. It's what we understand. And it's fun for me. So we're heading over to Algoma first. Then we're going to take the lakeshore up to the channel in Sturgeon Bay, go to Sturgeon Bay. Then we'll go all the way to the west, take County Road B, up to Egg Harbor, Fish Creek.
Oh my
gosh. You know, basically in Door County, if you stay off 42 and 57, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
I was just in Door County this weekend.
Yeah, we were up there.
We drove, though, so not nearly as cool.
We did, too.
What'd you do up there? Anything fun?
My husband and I are celebrating our anniversary.
Oh, nice.
We brought our kids, and we brought the puppy, which is added a little challenge, but it was really fun.
That's cool.
So we did the whole
Where'd you stay?
We stayed in Sturgeon Bay, but we just kind of toured all over the place.
Awesome. Yeah.
They have great parks,
no better
trails,
place this time of year than there.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It was really crowded, too, so be careful with that traffic. It's nothing.
Except the Have you been to the UP?
I have, yes.
Okay. Have you guys?
We have not. Yeah. Well,
parts of it.
You guys, because I talked to my brother yesterday. He said the colors are like the color of your shirt right now.
Really?
Oh. Everything is bright red and orange and bright gold and everything like that. That's some of the most beautiful country to bike through you'll ever find, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. Unfortunately, everybody else knows that. Oh. Yeah. Apparently, Pumpkin Fest is going on in Door County this weekend.
Understand.
It was like, okay, we got to find a place to stay, but we're good.
Yeah.
How many different people have you stayed at? How many people's houses have you stayed at?
You know, we have an organization called Warm Showers is what Chad's referring to. It's an online community for cross country or long distance cyclists. And I would say in our three trips, we've probably stayed at maybe 40, 50 different Warm Showers days. And we have had probably the same stay at our home.
No kidding. Yeah. And these are people you don't know, right?
Correct.
Right. And people from all over the world.
Yep.
I mean, China, Germany, France.
Australia.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. That's incredible.
That
and you have so
year.
Much in common, so you have a lot to talk about. That's
exactly.
Really
neat. Yes.
Are you still blogging? Do people follow you? Or your books, I know, are on Amazon. And your books are here.
Actually, we'll be posting on Instagram and Facebook all this week, just kind of letting people know where we are and what we're doing. And so if we drop out for a day or two, please check on us.
Okay, I got a question. We were talking about truckers the other day. I don't know how we got on this topic, but did I hear you guys wrong? You said professional truckers are fine.
Yes.
It's kind of like the whatever is that you guys worry about at times, right?
Yeah. You know, the professional semi-truck drivers are great.
Yeah.
I mean, they know that it's their life. You know, that's their work. And they give us lots of space. They beep, beep. They usually wave. We've never had problems at all with the truckers at all.
The ones we kind of nod, wink, wink about are the folks that are, you know, renting an RV for the weekend.
Yeah.
And they're not used to an 18-inch mirror or how wide their vehicle is.
Yep.
So, folks, when in doubt, just wait.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got room.
Close calls you had recently?
When I was in real estate, I had these people moved over from Minnesota. And a little more elderly. And they'd never rent an RV before. But they thought that, Guy said he took out 3 mailboxes going through neighborhoods.
Yeah.
3 separate ones. He had to stop knocking the house, knocking the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I look at those mailboxes and go, oh, yeah.
Right, he would have taken out the flukies first.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, it's great having you guys here.
Well, thanks for having us.
How many miles have you put in so far this year?
I knew you were going to ask that, and honestly, 4 or 5, maybe 10 years ago, I stopped counting.
Oh, okay.
You know, average 3,000 to 5,000 per year, but we're well over 100,000 probably in our lives. So at that point,
What do you average per week, may I ask?
A couple hundred.
Wow. Yeah.
Have you found me a gel bike seat yet? I still got that issue.
You know, I saw one laying on the side of the road the other day.
Grab it for me!
And I was like, oh, and I actually stopped to look at it, but it was so beat up, John. I could fix it!
I thought it was a muskrat.
All right. Yeah. Nina Baratta, thank you so much for being here, man. It's so much
Thanks
fun.
Thanks for having me, guys.
But
Thanks
we
got to
do something
around.
Lebanese. Next time, you bring us some Lebanese food.
You know,
and I'll give
I will.
You some Syrian.
I'm going to crack open that Lebanese cookbook for
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. Flukies, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Out of time. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Amanda Merkway, the advocacy director of the ACLU Wisconsin. We'll discuss the election fraud being engaged by MAGA Republicans and what you can do about
it. The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.